Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Talk of banning handshakes. No longer acceptable, at least in UK workplaces, according to a story that's out today. This is to avoid confusion about what sort of touch is acceptable in the workplace. Really? This is where the Me Too movement has gotten us to, is confusion about what's acceptable touch in a workplace. I think surely most people would accept handshakes, but apparently not. After a survey in Britain has revealed 3 out of 4 people would prefer a total ban of physical contact at work. While we're at it, why don't we avoid eye contact? In fact, why don't we just work from home? That'd make things easier, wouldn't it? Yeah, they say finding a four-leaf clover is lucky. Well, they do. Apparently because they're supposed to be rare. Well, I don't know if that's true, because a North Carolina man says he set a new world record by collecting 228 four-leaf clovers in less than 2 hours. Beating the goal set by... the previous goal, anyway, set by Guinness World Records. He said he was inspired to try it when he went walking with his fiancée's daughter, and the two of them were able to find 25 four-leaf clovers in about 10 minutes. So I don't understand. Does that make him like the luckiest guy in the world, or is he just a dude that spends way too much time on his hands and knees outdoors? Or maybe, I don't know, does he live next to a toxic waste dump, maybe? For all we know, it could be all four-leaf clovers and three-eyed fish where he is. Maybe that's it. Maybe we actually worked out where the real Springfield nuclear plant is.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Well, good morning, DeMello. Once again, covering the bases while Nikki's away. And the big news, of course, is for us, Post Malone is here. The 23-year-old Texan-born star kicks off his massive Aussie tour with a show at a packed RAC Arena tonight. So if you're around the Perth CBD this evening, probably expect some busyness. And Biebs and Sheeran are making combined news. They seem to have a secret project underway, Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran, for those not following, after both their managers teased a collaboration on social media. This guy, something is happening, Sheeran's manager wrote, alongside a pic of Sheeran in front of a green screen. Then Bieber's manager posted a pic of Bieber striking the same pose as Sheeran, also in front of a green screen, also with the same caption. A source says they're definitely working on a new project together. Kanye West may start his own church in the wake of his popular Sunday service celebrations. He's extremely passionate about his faith and wants to share it more, apparently. Spends a lot of time studying and praying and wants to share his journey. Slightly cynical here, but is it me? Or is there a fine line between starting a church and thinking you're the Messiah? I don't know. Bradley Cooper revealed on a recent Ellen that he has no plans to tour with his Star Is Born co-star, the Gaga, but he wouldn't mind getting together for one night only.
Would you and Gaga go on tour, because the album is doing really well?
I mean, no, but but you know what I thought would be a cool thing to do maybe one night is like do like a live reading of the movie, of the script, and sing all the songs as you're reading the script, like in like at the Hollywood Bowl or something.
So unless, I guess, you're really dedicated, there's not much chance for anyone here to see them on stage together. Now, fans of Avengers Endgame, no doubt aware, movie is out and somewhat long, apparently.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Right, okay, action aplenty. Right, in a, what I'm told, is a 3-hour extravaganza. So the question is, what if you need to take a call of nature break during the movie? Well, an hour in, apparently, according to Screen Crush's Matt Singer, there is a scene with Tony Stark and Pepper Potts talking. They're in a fancy living room, sitting on a couch. He says, when you see the two of them on the couch, run like hell, you won't miss anything. And he says, you'll even be back in plenty of time for the next important scene. You're welcome.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.